Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
What? Is it working?
Well, I just remembered the password. Because no offense. Look, I'm glad when Chris Captain America Evans is here, when he's here. But he was kind of lingering and like being in here too long right now. And it was throwing me off.
Oh, God.
Plus, he had demands.
He did.
Do this way. And this other, like, hey, bud.
Hey, bud.
Could you give me a second? Trying to remember a password, and I think I got it now. I'm trying to get everything set up for next segment.
The next segment will be Facebook fussing.
Well, it's definitely going to happen.
Oh, it's definitely happening. As a matter of fact, it's already got the preview up on YouTube, and then it will be on Facebook as well. And then we'll have it on Instagram and whatever the others are. There is no others. That's it. Well, yeah, you know, I don't mess with X at all anymore. At all.
It's really only good for a couple things. If you gamble and if you like adult clips.
Oh, clips, you said.
Because if you gamble, you learn about injuries there first and breaking news. Well, it's good for news, too. But that's it. And naked women.
Is that where you find out about a lot of the celebrity deaths?
Oh, yeah. I'll open up. If Grim Rico doesn't get me first.
Yeah.
Party Man sometimes will scoop it first.
Oh, wow.
I'll go on X and when I'm on the Louvre. Let's see what's up. So what we got here?
On the Louvre?
Yeah, just to see, you know, kind of. Because I can't just sit there and just, you know, like wait to get everything going.
You know, you say the Louvre. You know, I went to a restaurant the other night that had a bidet in the restroom. I was like, wow, that's wild.
But does it have controls where you can?
Yeah, man.
How luxurious.
Yeah, I only had to go number one. I was kind of disappointed.
Really? Did you sit down anyway?
I was like, well, you know what? Might as well just do a courtesy wipe. Courtesy squirt. I don't know.
Courtesy squirt.
I just want to see if it tickles.
Yeah.
I love courtesy squirt.
Yeah, it was good.
Same on paper.
You know what? Gosh. You know, during the COVID toilet paper scare, people were with, you know, but then again, oh, my God. What do you want, a bidet or a data center?
A bidet.
Oh, God, put that on a shirt.
Yeah, man. I mean, like, is there a way where we can clean our rectums, damn near killed them, and then also cool a data center down?
Refrigeration.
God, I hope so.
Refrigeration.
Same way they use air conditioning. Why not? They use air conditioners.
Put the data centers in a big old walk-in cooler. That's what you're saying.
Yes, dude.
Yeah.
Look at this, sis. So I'm trying to, you know,
you
verify
walk over
it.
For, there?
It says, insert your security key into the USB port.
What does that mean?
Just so I can get the Rise Guys Facebook on the...
What is a security key that you put on your computer?
No. Like, what is it asking me to do?
What in the hell?
If I do try another way.
You ever try, wish God, sometimes the video option was never available? Like, it was just one of those things where we, you know, like when we did, you know, before radio or before video became, you know, really as accessible as it is. I used to have a digital camera, like one that was the size of like a VHS tape I'd carry with me. It had diskettes in it. Couldn't even do videos, just pictures.
Mm. Oh, the 3.5 floppies or whatever?
Yeah. We'd do one bit. I'd have to have like 3 floppies to hold the pictures on there.
Dude, this might work.
That's one too many.
It gave me a text option that's never given me before. How many 13-year-olds are laughing at us right
They're
now?
They're like...
Unk, you don't know how to work the computer. Unk. All right, I think we're going to be good. So I think we'll be able to go.
Okay.
Rise Guys Facebook, too. And it's got to be on... It's got to be on YouTube because Chris Captain America Evans is easier for me to watch on YouTube.
That doesn't sound like him at all. He sounds more...
yeah, like it's...
He
It's easier for me to watch.
He sounds like a guy that could talk you into more life insurance.
He really could.
Yeah, you know, I would say you'd probably need like $250,000, you know, maybe even push it over to three, you know.
He just
kind of like that thing.
That's how he gets you.
I want to get him in here to do a fussing with us 1 week. Not this week, of course. We've already got everything all laid out for this week.
We're busy on this one,
which is going to be really, really good. I'm excited about both parts to perform. I am excited about. You know, I've got a surprise. I will go ahead and... I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag, but I have a surprise for the second one.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. I'm going full method on it.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah. That's when I'm playing the role of Flirty Sanchez. Flirty Sanchez.
Yeah. Like,
Paige, that's the one where you're Kenny Bodega and Fat Boy's Krusty Brinkley.
Krusty's... busy on that one.
Yes. There's a lot for Krusty there. But then if you go back to the other one, I mean, that's going to be a difficult one for me because I'm doing two roles in this one.
Wow.
And you can do some of the lines are back to back. So I'll probably drift in and out of character. You know, like Jalen Hills is one of the guys. It's like the opposite of Jalen Hurts.
Hills.
Jalen Hills.
Oh,
but he's just kind of a, you know, laid back kind of cool dude. But then you've got this like suburban kind of, you know, normal voice kind of pissed off guy who's Ron Knipple.
Wow.
Not Con Knipple. It's Ron Knipple.
Ron Dan Knipple.
And then you've got the likes of Johnny Mac Black.
Oh, a legend.
Rebecca Egbuka. It's just a lot of fun.
Oh, that's a good one for football.
It's just going to be a whole lot of fun.
You dumbass Buckeyes fans like that one.
Now, I scared Jeremy Clements last night.
Oh,
apologize to him and whoever does his laundry. I believe
why'd you scare him?
Well, he sleeps in pajamas that look just like his fire suit. I don't know if you...
That's he's cute. Told you,
but it's cute. It's really cute.
It really does.
And
I wouldn't expect anything less.
Fatboy had asked a question in the group that contains myself, Fatboy's in the group, Attorney Rob Inario, and NASCAR. It's NASCAR sensation,
it's a real
Jeremy
elitist group there.
Well, that's not the name of the group, but I can't say the name of the group. But nevertheless, Fatboy was asking a question about a local legal thing, and Rob says, "You know, I really don't know about that." And I said, "You want to go down a rabbit hole? Go here." And,
my God.
Man, oh, man, a jug about freaked out. How did you get this? Oh, my God, it was great. It was great. So, listen.
Spicy.
Fatboy,
can I ask you something real quick?
Yeah.
How did you get, I'm asking you for a tech problem.
Yeah.
How did you get a picture on the TV? I can't do it.
Yeah, AirPlay or AirShare or whatever the hell it's called.
Do I have to AirShare it? To you first? No. How does this work?
I mean, I'll try to do it right now and show you.
Let me see, because it's not my phone or the TV's not popping up on the cell phone here.
Go to AirDrop.
Okay, let me see. I got that.
Or not AirDrop.
Damn it! Let me click off of that now.
I don't remember how I did it. Why are you asking me this live on the radio?
Because I got to set it up now because. I mean, I can't show the news over Paige's head. And it's only going to show half of TV anyway, so...
Just turn the TV off.
I mean, we could do it that way. I just didn't know if we wanted something behind her for it, or... Because I don't want a certain... I don't want to say his name, but like, yeah. I put those TVs in there for a reason. Why don't you use them, huh? Why don't you put a backdrop on them?
Yeah, it's not allowing me to do that either.
Did I put it on the wrong setting?
I don't know.
Might.
Are you on the Wi-Fi?
Dude, AirPlay, not AirDrop. AirPlay.
AirPlay.
And then it'll show you the TV on there.
I don't. Where are you getting that at?
At the bottom where it says share.
Hang on a second. Let me go back to this.
Scroll up.
Like, if I click on the picture, that's what pops up. I got messages I can offer.
Scroll down and see right there where it's got a picture of a computer screen with an arrow pointing up at it.
Yeah, I don't have that. So, do you have a new iPhone, maybe, that I don't have?
No. I don't think it really matters that much.
Do I click on more?
Like, I'll fall on that sword. It doesn't matter. We'll just turn the TV off. Really.
But I want to know how to do it now.
Well, maybe not do it when we're on the radio.
Well, it's time to go to break anyway.
Oh, really?
On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Deanna Roga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, it's 20 after.
Well, that was a complete waste of time.
Oh, my God.
Chris's fault.
All that. God, you know, I have to say, like, I'm not very happy, but I'm trying to look for the silver linings.
Is this a negotiation tactic?
No. This is my last run, pal. There's no more negotiating. I just want to last the 4.5 years.
And we'll hang it up. Oh, hang on. No, that didn't work either. I guess we do got to turn it off.
Next time they send out a press release of how we've got all this technical innovation, I'm going to write on the bottom of it, BS, 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 BS.
You're waking up with the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I love the Rise Guys.
Oh, yeah, the Rise Guys in the morning, man. They are hilarious.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show. Now you can like or not. It really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
What you're about to hear is real. These are real Facebook arguments, screenshot and sent in by many of you, the P1s, anonymously to the RiseGuys at AOL.com. Mm-hmm. And as always, names have been changed to protect the innocent, the guilty.
And the stupid.
This is Facebook fussing.
I think I just got the thumbs up.
You got the all thumbs right. up?
Yeah.
All right. I cannot see the chat, so I'll need one of you to say hey to people.
Oh, blah, 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 blah. Let's see what we got.
If you choose to. Maybe there's no one in there. Who am I to assume?
I will not acknowledge that Russian sympathizer who's in the chat right now. But Amanda and Jethro, what's up?
Lewis is in there. What's up? Or Neil?
Neil? Excuse the me. Russian wolf?
Oh.
Neil Koloff?
Hello, Neil.
Shatoga.
Shatoga.
Is that it? Is that his
name? Shinola. Aiza.
I haven't heard that in forever. You'll know Sugar from Shinola.
Yes. And, of course, the many others.
Many others.
Okay.
M-I-N-I.
No echoes, right? For I don't want to go into it.
He gave me the... This is actually how he looked when he walked out. He goes...
Dinosaur in here. Oh, is that what he was doing? Oh, yeah. White power. Is that what he was doing?
I tell you what, he does that normally, but this is a different one. This is a different sign. I don't like this view, man.
You don't like it?
Because look how much smaller I am than everybody else. I'm like a fat ninja.
That's a good thing.
It's like a bar graph going from like smallest to biggest. And you're kind of digitized right now. Oh, that's like a...
I am?
Yeah, it's like a creepy digitized effect.
I haven't touched anything. God, dog it. It's not on my screen digitized, messed up.
I don't know if I can make this one bigger, but I can show
just
you.
Just like... I'm looking at the screen right now. I see it looks fine. Maybe on yours.
Maybe. It's like
I have no idea what I look like.
You see how you get kind of like pixelated a little? Is it a light?
Well, I'm over here now. I can't see.
Well, look at the background. Is it a light issue?
Let me turn the light down.
Maybe it's a light issue. Can I make my face fatter?
That's a good look.
Is that better?
It's a little better.
I'm looking at...
Yeah, it's just like I don't want it to... It's a small little, you know.
Okay.
All right.
Why don't we take a break? I'm kidding.
No, we're going to knock this out because these are good. All right, here we go.
Thank you for participating. Everybody.
This is the S. Okay, here we go. Scene number one. Playing the role of Ron Knipple is Matt Mann.
Oh!
Playing the role of Jalen Hills is also Matt Mann. Playing the role of Johnny Mac Black is Fat Boy.
Yeah.
Playing the role of Rebecca Egbuka is Paige. And also playing the role of the narrator is Paige. And action.
Ron Knipple posts several photos of himself, his wife, and their puppy on a recent trip to Tennessee with this caption.
Had a great weekend in Nashville with the wife and our little girl, Kendall. Look, she even got herself a little cowgirl hat.
Ron Knipple, I'm sorry, but dressing dogs like little people so weird to me.
Rebecca Egbuka, what exactly is weird about putting a little hat on a dog for a pic?
Nothing, I guess, but I don't understand taking a dog on vacation and carrying it around downtown Nashville dressed like Woody from Toy Story.
Okay, first of all, Rebecca Egbuka, Kendall is a girl, so if anything, she would have been Jessie. Man, Ron Kniffle looks she cute and all, but I just wondered the same thing. Like, was that dog walking around Broadway and all that heat, man? No, Jalen Hills. Kendall barely walked at all. I carried my dog most of the time.
Okay, well, that's probably better for the dog.
Exactly, Rebecca Egbuka. My dog is tiny. And people in Nashville don't watch where they're walking. They don't understand how tiny my dong is.
Ron Knipple.
What, Johnny Mac Black?
Nothing.
Well, then why did you tag me?
Just making sure you were still with us. Please continue.
Yeah, man. By the way, how old is Kendall anyway, Ron Knipple? She's 7, but she still acts like a puppy. Why? I'd say my dong has more energy than dogs half her age.
I believe you, Ron Knipple. I do.
I'm not saying you shouldn't love your dog. I just think some people take it too far, treating animals like children.
Well, Rebecca Egbuka, we don't have kids, so I guess you could say Kendall is our baby. So if that bothers you, you know.
It doesn't bother me. I'm just saying she's a dog.
Yeah, I know she's a dog, and I'm not stupid.
Nobody said you were, Ron Knipple.
Thank you, Johnny Mac Black.
Not yet.
What is that supposed to mean? Man, did the dog actually like Nashville, though? Seems like a lot of noise for something that small. Actually, Kendall loved it, Jalen Hills. In fact, everyone wanted to pet her. You know, it's kind of odd how many strangers just walk up wanting to pet my dog.
Good Lord, Ron.
What now, Johnny Mac Black?
Nothing. Look, Nashville sounds friendlier than I remember.
Ron Knipple, did you take her inside the bars, too?
Some of them, Rebecca Egbuka. The ones that allow dogs. And she just sat there. Well, some people let their dogs on leashes run around and do all this, but we felt safer with the dong in my lap.
Ron! Jesus.
What, Johnny Mac Black?
I really need you to keep talking, dog.
Why is everybody acting so weird, huh?
Nobody is weird, Ron Knipple.
I'm having a wonderful time.
Man, did you have any trouble finding a hotel that allowed the dog? You know, not really. We specifically booked that one that was pet friendly. You know, I'm not leaving my dong home alone for 4 days.
Hey, that's responsible ownership.
Thank you, Johnny Mac Black. Finally, somebody understands.
I understand loving a pet, Ron Knipple. I just don't understand putting it in a hat and taking 50 pictures of it.
It was one hat. A little cowgirl hat, Rebecca Egbuka. And guess what? Kendall looked adorable.
He posted 15 pictures.
That says 14. And you know what? People liked seeing her.
Apparently, people all over Nashville liked seeing her.
Yeah, exactly, Johnny Mac Black. Everyone loves my dong.
Well, I walked right into that one, I gotta tell you.
Into what?
Nothing, Ron Knipple. Nothing.
Yo, Rebecca Egbuka, I think you should just let the man enjoy his dog, huh?
I am, Ron Knipple, is the one getting mad.
Because you came on my vacation pictures, and you're just judging me and mine.
I said that hat was weird.
No, you said people who dress their dongs like people are weird.
Because they are.
Look, people can judge me. They can say anything they want to about me and mine. I don't give a crap. I'm proud of my dong.
Oh, really, Ron Knippel? Are you referring to having that pride? Hmm?
What are you talking about, Rebecca Egbuka?
Ron Knippel, would you say you are proud?
Huh?
Are you proud?
Are you messing with me, Johnny Mac Black? Man, answer the question, Ron Knippel. Are you proud? Yeah. Yeah, Jalen Hills. I am proud of my dong.
Bad to the bone.
What are you people even talking about?
Nothing, Ron Knippel. How was the hotel?
Fine.
Any extra charges for Kindle?
Actually, yeah, Rebecca Egbuka. They charged us an extra $75 because we had a dong in the room.
That seems cheap.
Well, it depends on the room. What does that mean? What does that mean?
Ron Knippel, I have one serious question.
What is it, Johnny Mac Black?
When you and your wife went to sleep, where was Kendall?
In the bed with us. She always sleeps between us.
And your wife is okay with that?
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
Of course she is. Rebecca Egbuka can make fun all she wants to, but my wife is my life. And you know what? She loves the dong just as much as I do.
Ron Knippel.
What?
Please read what you have been typing.
Know what I'm typing. Nah, man, you really don't. What are you talking about?
Ron Knippel. Look at the word dog in literally every comment you've made, dog.
I know how to spell the word dog.
Well, apparently your phone doesn't.
What?
Scroll up.
I don't see what you're... Oh, my God. Man, Nashville all about unks. Dong, LOL. You sons of bitches.
Proud.
Proud of his dong. Insane. Damn it. That was tough. That was real tough. I did exactly what I said I was going to do. It slipped in and out of character. Two at once is hard to do. I've heard prostitutes say that.
Look, it's like when you get a good line, you're like, oh, I want to get to it right now. But you got to wait. But you had a lot of good lines.
Thank you.
You had a lot of dongs.
All right, let's knock this one out. You ready?
We really need to take a break. I mean, we just got to.
Okay.
But, you know, it'll give us a lot of time when we come back.
Okay, but the video will keep running?
Yes, sir, it will.
And we can just, like, respond to the chat and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so part two of Facebook fussing when we return. I'd never have closed it like this. I don't know what to say.
Well, that was good. Let me just do that one.
All right, that was good.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is...
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
There I am.
Look at you.
I'm not half on still there.
Oh, did your camera drop?
I think it fell. Okay.
Stupid ass camera.
Is it good now? Okay. All right. Here we go. And I was trying to respond to the chat, and I had to log into YouTube to do that for some damn reason. So anyway, I'll say it in person. I'll do that for the screen. And then also, thank you, Sniper Pilot. I tried, but that was a lot of dong. It really was. By the way, Dan in Columbia, I was sitting here thinking that's a parody song right there.
Yep. Danny Boy.
No. Proud of my dong. Proud.
Oh, yeah.
Proud of my dong.
Look, Old Money Card said he put it as ringtone as soon as we get it made.
Oh, did he really?
He'd love it.
God, you know he just went and got a loan for $50,000 to take to the card show this Saturday?
He's going to get some big stuff.
I was supposed to see if his girl's listening.
Wow. Well, I'm going too now.
He's going to buy all the NASCAR cards.
Go crazy.
All right, here we go. Thank you to everybody in the chat. Here we go. Scene number two. Playing the role of Krusty Brinkley is Fat Boy.
What a name.
Dude, don't you like the character descriptions I gave you so you kind of know what I'm looking for?
Actually, yeah.
Fat Boy's a 75-year-old former Vegas stripper. As Krusty Brinkley. Paige, there's stuff for you as well. You'll be playing the role of Kenny Bodega. Oh. Playing the role of Flirty Sanchez will be freaking Mattman. And action.
Found this old picture cleaning out some boxes today. 1987. Back when yours truly was pulling in close to 2,000 a night. Some of y'all only know me as Krusty Brinkley, the grandmother. You have no idea.
Krusty Brinkley, there is absolutely no chance that is you.
Excuse me, Kenny Bodega?
I said, that ain't you.
It most certainly is me, Kenny Bodega.
Krusty Brinkley, you currently look like somebody felt a catcher's mitt outside all winter. Somebody left it outside all winter.
People age, Kenny Bodega.
Okay. You know, Flirty Sanchez believes that this is possible. I think that time is a cruel thief, man.
Thank you, Flirty Sanchez, that beautiful lucha mask.
You're very welcome, Krusty Brinkley. The years have attacked you violently, huh?
That is not what I meant.
Thank you, Flirty Sanchez.
But seriously, though, Krusty Brinkley, you're very beautiful. I've seen your throwbacks. Your hair was like golden wheat, and how you say your breast appeared very confident.
Well, thank you.
Don't encourage her, Flirty Sanchez.
Kenny Bodega, you don't know anything about my life. I was one of the highest paid dancers in Atlanta back then.
Dancer?
Yes, dancer.
Krusty Brinkley, you were a stripper.
We were featured entertainers, Kenny Bodega. There was an art to it.
You took your clothes off next to a fog machine.
You're a fog, so you'd know.
Hey, man, watch out on that. Yo, I tell you this, though, Flirty Sanchez, I respect the art. Huh?
Thank you, Flirty Sanchez.
Especially the naked art.
Okay.
And 2,000 a night and 1987, bull stud.
On a good night, Kenny Bodega. I had businessmen, athletes, musicians, so much.
Oh, here we go.
The Atlanta Braves, excuse me. Yes, the Atlanta Braves, they used to come in all the time.
All of them?
Well, I didn't take attendance, Kenny Bodega.
Let me ask you a question, Krusty Brinkley. Did the baseball men, did they throw money at you too?
See. That means yes,
Sanchez. Did they make it rain upon Krusty?
We did not call it that back then.
Probably because half of the bills still had cocaine rolled up in them.
You think you're funny, Kenny Bodega, but I met plenty of famous people.
Name one.
Well, I don't kiss and tell.
You just posted a half-naked picture and told Facebook you made $2,000 a night.
Fine. Motley Crue. There you go.
Oh, man.
What about Motley Crue?
What about Motley Crue?
I met them.
All of them again.
They came into the club after a show. I mean, they do have a song about it.
Let me ask you another personal question, if I could, Krusty Brinkley. Did the Motley Crue see your breasts? I meant your breasts.
Flirty Sanchez.
What? This is historically important.
I'd also like to request... I'd also like the record to reflect Motley Crue saw Krusty Brinkley's breast.
I was working, Kenny Bodega. What do you think?
Then I say C. Like, yes.
All four?
I mean, probably.
What a night for America, man.
Oh, and then Prince came in once.
Whoa.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did, Kenny Bodega.
Whoa, man.
Prince came into your strip club.
He had somebody come over and ask my name.
What did you tell him?
Crystal.
Your name is Krusty.
My stage name was Crystal.
I didn't know that, man.
Krusty Brinkley, your stripper name was Crystal?
Again, for you and your little Mexican fellow over here with his wrestling mask, my stage name was Crystal. Crystal Chandelier.
Oh, come on.
crystal chandelier. Flirty Sanchez feels something awakening inside of him.
Mm. Mm. See, Kenny Bodega? Some people appreciate beauty.
Flirty Sanchez is wearing
a... Why did you just call me?
Flirty Sanchez is wearing a wrestling mask on Facebook. He is not your character witness.
Let me tell you something, Kenny Bodega. This mask has nothing to do with my ability to recognize erotic excellence.
I'm looking at this picture again.
Look all you want.
You're telling me that that woman is you?
Yes.
Same blonde hair?
Yes.
Same body?
Yes.
Same face?
Kenny Bodega, that is me.
Kenny Bodega, perhaps Krusty Brinkley has simply experienced, how you say, aggressive weathering?
Oh, Flirty Sanchez, stop helping.
Wait a minute.
What?
Hold on.
What are you doing, Kenny Bodega?
I'm reverse searching this picture.
You're doing what?
Oh my God.
What?
What is it, man?
Oh my God.
Wait, I think Kenny Bodega has discovered something, man.
There is nothing to discover.
Krusty Brinkley, I found your picture.
Good. Maybe now you can shut your mouth, Kenny Bodega.
No, Krusty Brinkley, I found the exact picture.
Finally, vindication for the beautiful crystal chandelier. Viva la raza!
Flirty Sanchez, this is not Krusty Brinkley.
Yes it is.
Krusty Brinkley, that is Tawny Katane.
Wait a minute. Wait just a fleeping minute, man. Krusty Brinkley, you are Tawny Katane?
No, Flirty Sanchez.
I never said I wasn't.
Insane.
Let's put that mask to good use there, fella.
I didn't even see how it looked on screen. Oh, wow. It's not even straight. I don't have enough like mask to cover the beard.
I love that song.
I never even saw what it looked like. Oh, man. God, dang it.
Krusty Brinkley. You boys want a lapper?
Oh, Krusty.
You want to see where the beef's made, buddy? Who wants a Big Mon? Who ordered a Big Montana? I think your shoulder did, buddy.
Look. You see that?
Yes, everybody in the comments, my head is that fat. It's not the computer.
We were going to have Fat Boy wear the mask, but it would only fit on one side.
It's just not going to go over the whole cover the jowls.
Crystal chandelier, huh?
Like, oh, is that you? Who's that for real, man?
Keep this on the rest of the time.
Please,
maybe go rob a bank after school.
Oh.
Or work, whatever we call this.
Sanchez's brother walks in and he's like, hey, I thought we were going to the club. Man, I don't see no knockers nowhere, man. You stole my mask.
What you just heard was real, Issy.
Yeah, it was real.
These were real Facebook fussing, sinning by you gringos.
Yeah.
Listen to the Rise Guys.
How do you go to gringos, yeah?
The Rise Guys at AOL.com. Names changed to protect the innocent, the guilty.
And the stupid.
This has been another edition of Facebook Vossen.
Yeah! P1 Pride.
The Rise Guys really is what does it for me.
This is P1 Pretty Girl 87.
This is P1 Crazy Ass White Boy.
Hey, P1 Rebel Chick.
Become a P1.
At theriseguys.com.
Yeah! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. And this podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.